Hello, everyone. It's Monday, the 18th of August. A first for us recording on a Monday, I think. And welcome to episode 263 of the Kite Podcast with me, Ben Eagle.
And me, Will Evans. It has been quite a summer for women's sport so far this season, with, among other things, Serena Wiegmann's English Lionesses triumphant in the Women's Euros, and we've got the Women's Rugby World Cup to look forward to, which kicks off on the 22nd of August, and me and my girls will be there for Wales's first group game, which we're very excited about. AHDB have also...
That is very exciting.
It is exciting. We've got tickets for the two Wales's first two group games and the semi-final as well.
That's awesome.
Buzzing. Nice.
Buzzing. AHDB have also been undertaking a Summer of Sport campaign with Milk at its front and centre, and in particular they've teamed up with the University of Liverpool's women's rugby team to show how Milk can support training, recovery and performance in high intensity sport. To discuss this topic and much more, we're joined by Carrie McDermott, who is Head of Marketing at AHDB. We're also joined by Cheshire Dairy Farmer Jack Allwood and Will Roberts, who is CEO of British Universities and Colleges Sport, BUCS. Also with us is podcast producer Becky Ray. Everybody's favourite dairy market analyst, Chris Walkland, is still on holiday. So still. No market report this week. Yeah, still having more holidays than Father Christmas, Chris. okay. Hopefully he will be back next week. Carrie, welcome to the show. And thank you so much for coming on. Can you introduce your Summer of Sport campaign and tell us more about it and how it relates to previous campaigns?
Well, thanks for having me. So the AHDB Summer of Sport is about celebrating two key moments, the Women's Euros, and as you've mentioned and luckily got tickets for, the Women's Rugby World Cup, and using that as a platform to champion Milk for young athletes. So reaching the next generation of dairy consumers is really important to us and helps us deliver value for the levy payer. So Milk has so many brilliant benefits, which I'm sure your audience are aware of, and it's often benefits that people overlook. So it's naturally high in protein, which supports muscle recovery, a rich source of calcium to support bones, and contains 7 essential vitamins. And obviously it's 100% natural, so it's a natural recovery option. And we see kind of lots of young athletes reaching for Lucozade, but Milk is a really affordable, natural option. So this campaign builds on, the audience might be aware, we did an Eat Like a Lioness campaign before with Anita Santi, and Milk Every Golden Moment with Christine Horrigu. So these campaigns really help us promote Milk as the ultimate sports drink. And today we've also got Will on the podcast. So we partner with British Universities and Colleges Sport, and that kind of underpins and helps us reach the next generation of dairy consumers, because Milk is such a perfect fit for active lifestyles.
It is. I always make my girls have chocolate milkshake after rugby training. It's been proven though, isn't it? Chocolate milkshake to be like much better recovery drink than kind of the off the shelf kind of fizzy stuff, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, and it's you know, particularly for students, it's a really affordable option. Chocolate milk obviously tastes great as well. So great for recovery and hydration.
Absolutely. Jack, welcome back to the show to you. Speaking of milkshakes, we'll talk about how you are involved with this broader campaign later. But for now, can you introduce yourself, please?
Yeah, so I've obviously been on once before. I started a milk vending business in Cheshire on site nearly 2 years ago now. And it's just grown from there, really. Originally just started selling the milk and the milkshake, so we need to chocolate milkshake to do that as well. And then obviously, you know, we sell coffees and hot chocolates, so it's all made of our milk. And then since then, we now do pots of ice cream, and I've got a machine as well that'll do a soft serve of the ice cream too. So we're doing that, and we've expanded a lot more, and we are doing some more products going forward, but I actually can't speak about it. I can't speak about it at the moment for various reasons.
It's been a good summer to start doing ice cream, I bet.
It's gone well. Weirdly as well, it carries on being popular through the winter, because I actually started doing it last last September, October. So yeah, weirdly it remains the soft serve in particular. I mean, everyone obviously goes to McDonald's and gets some McFlurry, so it's kind of the same thing. So that happens all year round. And then did obviously got involved with the campaign with Carrie, and then we've been involved with various rugby teams and football teams since about March, providing recovery post game for them. So yes, it's going well, and then we keep expanding.
Awesome. I've called in a few times with my girls on the way back from away rugby games to get milkshakes from your place. It's fantastic.
I
uttered the words McFlurry to Jack and got swiftly corrected that it was a Moo Flurry.
Nice.
Trademark.
Okay. Will, welcome to you as well. Can you introduce yourself and tell us a bit more about how Bucks has been working with AHDB?
Yeah, sure. Well, good to meet you all and good to meet the audience as well. So I'm Will Roberts. I'm Chief Exec at British Universities and Colleges Sport, or Bucks, as we like to call ourselves. I'm also, from my dad's side of the family, from a dairy farming background as well. So my cousin's down right in the very south of Cornwall. We'll be farming, I hope, listening along to this podcast. If they're not regular listeners, I'll add them to the list. British Universities and Colleges Sport, we are an organisation that stands on the shoulders of giants of our predecessors. So the UK is quite unique in university sport in that it's been quite formally organised between members for over 115 years. We at Bucks is the latest iteration, if you like, of that. And we provide a really comprehensive and kind of globally renowned for its breadth and depth sports programme. So we have 55 sports in our programme. We're adding 4 new ones this year. If you ever want a pub quiz challenge, try and get someone to write down what the 32 sports and disciplines are that are in the Olympic Games, and then try and find 23 more that make up our program. So if you get bored at some point, then that's a one to do. We have 155 members across the UK. Primarily universities, but also a number of further education colleges that deliver higher education courses. And basically we exist to do 3 things. Deliver competitions that reach and serve the needs of students, all the way through from pretty participatory competitions through to pretty high-end competitions. And we've recently just had the World University Games over in Germany. We support and advocate for every student to live an active and healthy lifestyle through active participation. And we drive thought leadership and advocacy for the role of sport as part of a healthy and active lifestyle. And I think that's really the link where our association with AHDB came out, really, because part of a healthy and active lifestyle isn't just about moving around and using your body, but it's also about putting the right stuff in. And so for the last 18 months or so, we've been forging forward, developing a really fruitful relationship with our friends at AHDB, and really seeking to get a situation where students get it. And I think students do get it, but also putting then Milk and the brand right in the faces of students through some of our premier competitions as well.
Amazing. Speaking of that work, Carrie, can we go over to you on this and just tell us a little bit more about that work that you've been doing with Will and Bucks? But also, I mean, you've already spoken about the benefits of dairy, but some of your current or recent campaigns and how they've related to dairy.
Yeah, so as Will said, we're trying to build that really strong link between dairy and British dairy and sporting performance. So we know that kind of lots of young athletes are exposed on social media to lots of misinformation about dairy. So this gives us the opportunity to present Milk in a really positive way linked to kind of sporting endeavour. And this is really important for us because it positions us right at the heart of the conversation around sport, and these are our shoppers of tomorrow. And what's great about the sponsorship is we work with Will and the team and student activators, and that allows us to do peer-to-peer conversations. So we have student activators, they go to many of the events that Will's just mentioned, and they create content, quizzes, challenges. We have milk pong rather than beer pong, and we all kind of frame it for that student audience in a fun, relatable way. And we've also got our mascot, Move It, who's a, you see what we did there, he's a real hit and helps bring the campaign to life. And the reach has been really fantastic, and it's kind of delivered for our levy payers. So last year we had 10 million video views and over 16 million digital impressions. And that's kind of increased visibility for dairy. And it makes sure that milk stays relevant, top of mind, and part of the conversation for these young consumers.
Hmm. Will, I'm interested a little bit more in what you do in terms of promoting nutritional awareness generally when it comes to students and young people.
Yeah, I mean, it's not been something we've done a massive amount outside of our relationship with AHDB. So I think this is taking us into a really strong territory with student athletes. In some ways, we have some similarities, I guess, to AHDB in terms of reference to levy payers on one side, and we refer to our members as well. And I think with any organisation, we've tried historically been driven down our primary purpose, our original purpose going back all those decades of deliver competition. But what we really want to do is deliver excellent service and opportunities for students at all of our institutions. So this partnership with AHDB is probably our first relatively recent toe in the water with students as athletes around nutrition. And the response rate, the results are really, really impressive, actually, in terms of students understanding the value of milk, not just as part of a healthy, balanced diet, but also they rank it, students rank it higher in terms of a recognition for, like, what should you consume around sports? Should it be an isotonic drink? Should it be a pre-workout? Should you have some milk? And milk has a higher level of recognition amongst athletes than those other options, which I found really interesting, actually, and potentially combat some of the preconceptions that we might have.
Mm. It's going to be really interesting to see as the campaign sort of develops, and maybe as you do things in future as well, how that engagement changes. But also, I suppose, how milk itself is seen. Do you think, in terms of, has there been much a shift when, as we see milk as a whole food, all the work against sort of ultra processed and all the noise around ultra processed? Do you think that's had an impact as well?
Yeah. Look, other people on this conversation are far bigger experts on that side of it than I am. What I know, looking at our survey data of our students, is that nearly 90% of students refer to drinking milk. And that absolutely dwarfs any of the equivalent drink formats that are available, like oat drink, almond, coconut, all those kind of things are completely dwarfed. You're kind of at about 20-ish percent for some of them at best, more like 10 for others. So it's what's really clear from the students that participate in our sports program is that they understand the nutritional value of milk. I think they also understand that it's like a budget friendly like nutritional value for them. Yeah. That's easy for them to get their hands on. It's ubiquitous, isn't it? You can get a pint of milk, and they understand the nutritional value, as I say, and they drink it in far larger quantities than the other equivalent products that are developed in recent years.
Hmm. Carrick, let's talk about rugby and tell us about the Bucks Super Rugby Milk Championship and the idea behind that.
Yeah, so our newly named Bucks Super Rugby Milk Championship. So it's done something really significant. So it's not only supported the men's game, but it's enabled female students to compete at this elite level for the very first time. So it's kind of driven that parity. And that means that women now get the same level of professionalism and visibility, which is a big milestone for university sport. But the championship isn't just about here and now. I think Will was telling me, so many of the international players that were playing in a couple of weeks' time, they began kind of on this book's journey. And what's exciting for us is, and our levy payers, is that being part of these big moments in the book's calendar, we've got a platform to share the benefits of milk with those athletes, but also with the less elite, with kind of active students who are just interested in watching or participating. And it allows us to deliver kind of those messages that we want the shoppers of the future to hear.
Hmm. Will, have you got any more to add on that?
Yeah, so I mean, we've already, I think in our preamble, we were talking about things like the Women's Rugby Union World Cup starting the end of this week. There's going to be alumni from Bucks Super Rugby competing in all four of the home nations teams, we think, across the course of the Rugby World Cup. There could even be alumni, hopefully, in a team that might even win the Women's Rugby World Cup. So that'd be really, really exciting. And obviously from us, from a book's perspective, we love seeing our alumni athletes go off and perform, whether it's in the Olympic Games or in a world championship, because we get to celebrate our member, but we also get to celebrate the success of students. So yeah, as Carrie said, without AHDB, we wouldn't have been able to move to elevate the standard of and requirement, if you like, the minimum operating standards of the women's elite game within university sport for another couple of years. It was part of our plans. Of course, it was part of our plans from an equity perspective. But AHDB has enabled us to accelerate that. And when Cardiff Met won the women's final over Loughborough back in the springtime at the Dragon Stadium down in Newport in South Wales, that was a really significant win because from a Welsh rugby union perspective, the Bucks Super Rugby teams are a really significant part of the pathway.
Yeah, just I'm just going to jump in here because this ticks all my boxes really as a farmer and a guy who coaches girls rugby and has three daughters who play girls rugby. First of all, I just think it's fantastic. And Kerry, also as an AHDB levy payer, I just think it's awesome. So congrats to everyone at AHDB for doing this because I think it's brilliant. But I do see, I mean, I'm coaching the under-14s this year, but we've got all age groups in our girls rugby hub. And I can't emphasise enough how inspiring it is for them seeing those older girls and students progressing into the Rugby World Cup. I mean, we train on Friday nights and we're doing a thing this Friday night after training where we're gonna watch the first game and kind of it's just that whole, you know, if you see it, you can be it thing, isn't it? And it really just, the girls are so excited about the Rugby World Cup and they all follow the players on social media, which I know Ben's going to ask about in a minute. But that kind of visibility is so important for inspiration and and the sport, but also lifting a lot of girls up. You know, a lot of our girls come from, you know, pretty difficult social backgrounds and that, you know, it's just a brilliant thing to do. Probably hear it in my voice how excited I get by this thing, but it's, yeah, congratulations to everybody involved in this because it's more important than just rugby. It's socially important as well. So yeah, I just wanted to
brilliant. Thank you.
Wanted to add that it's an amazing thing that everybody's doing there.
Definitely, and it's a really exciting partnership. And I think yeah, like you say, having those role models, having those inspiring athletes that you know you want to emulate, it's such a positive thing for kind of the next generation.
Let's turn to how is it engaging and how you're engaging with young athletes. We'll mention socials there. In terms of digital presence, what role is that playing in terms of, I suppose, comparing to other ways that you would engage with them? Well,
yeah, so for our Milk Every Moment campaigns, it's quite a hybrid approach between at event and digital activation. So Carrie's already referred to some of the frankly outrageous engagement data we had on the campaign last year. So 16.4 million impressions and 10 million video views. Those are big numbers. Those aren't normal numbers. They're really, really significant. If you bear in mind that in the UK in total, including degree apprenticeships, all of those who are at university to study really hands-on courses like nursing, et cetera, where probably participation in the sports programs is really limited because of what they can do. There's 3 million students in total. We reckon about a million students are actively engaged and about 110,000 in competition. So to get the campaign reached through digital in that sense is really significant. We know that these digital campaigns, of course, are anchored in our core audience, who are the competitive students. But that then extends outwards into their housemates, their friends, and really importantly, I guess, from perspective of this course, also into their parents. So really, really significant. So some of the bonuses we have, like we have an app called Bucks Play, which is your competition registration app. If you're not registered on Bucks Play, you can't compete. So we therefore have an app directly in the pockets of all of our students, therefore really high degree opportunities to engage with students digitally. And that's across a whole broad portfolio of sports. So although obviously it's the Bucks Super Rugby Milk Championships, which isn't always the easiest to say, but I practiced at it this morning. We've also had milk promotions at a whole range of our other events as well. And I think the combination of the digital, but I think, Carrie, we've had your in-person promotions at events that have had over 12,000 students at them this year.
Mm-hmm.
It's a whole range of different sports. So we've gone for both to have the biggest impact.
Awesome. Okay. Looking back to the Women's Euros, Carrie, and the football success earlier this summer, you've been working with England forward Nikita Paris, with her going back to her roots and also talking about dairy. So exciting. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so huge congratulations to the England team if you were supporting the Lionesses, but nail-biting. But we got there in the end. Yeah, so in our Milk Goals campaign, we took proud Lioness Nikita Paris back to her roots in Liverpool to take part in a training session with female footballers. And as you said, Will, kind of providing that role model and an inspiring profile. So the social media-led campaign championed British milk in supporting those young athletes. So we know that kind of childhood and adolescence is kind of a make it or break it time for long-term bone health. So ensuring that you get that peak bone mass through childhood and adolescence to ensure kind of lifelong skeletal health. And I have a 9-year-old and 11-year-old and very conscious about how I best set them up for life. And the UK guidelines recommend about 3 portions of dairy foods a day, but we know that intakes are only kind of around 1-1.5 portions. So there's a real opportunity there to better communicate, not only to young athletes, but to parents as well. So we actually took Victoria Jones, who was a Welsh nutritionist, to talk to parents actually at that training session as well, give them advice around how best to fuel their children. Because I played football as a teenager, and I remember being on the pitch and my stomach was rumbling because I hadn't fueled properly for the game. So milk is such a simple, affordable solution, and it's really important on behalf of our levy payers that we communicate those benefits.
Yeah, those teenagers have such a nasty habit of growing so quickly as well, don't they? I've got a couple in their early teens, and even our under 14s team, we've just come back after pre-season now, and they've all grown massively in 6 weeks. It's quite staggering. So they do need that proper nutrition, don't they?
Absolutely.
What were some of the results of the campaign? How did it go?
So the campaign achieved 17 million impressions. So that was across social media, and it reached 7 million consumers. So we had lots of really positive comments on that social media, kind of recognising Nikita's role, but also people really liked that health message around milk. So the results kind of showcase a strong example of how the right message, moment and talent can deliver standout results. And also the England Lionesses performing so brilliantly also helped us a little bit as well with some of those that engagement on social media.
Yeah, absolutely. We talked about the Rugby World Cup earlier. You have an upcoming campaign that's going to focus on that. Tell us a bit more about it.
Yeah, we do. So rugby and farming have long been intertwined, and there's many grassroots rugby clubs supported by farmers, and indeed many players, some which will be playing in a couple of weeks' time, from farming backgrounds, Gareth Davies, Ben Youngs or Emily Scarrett, to name but a few.
Right.
So we teamed up with the University of Liverpool's women's rugby team to show how milk can support training, recovery and performance. And we also had Jack. So I actually met Jack on your podcast a couple of years ago, and actually there was a nice synergy between what he was doing with his milk brand and also what we wanted to be talking around and those benefits of milk. So Jack made a guest appearance as a quiz master, brought some of the milk from his farm to that Liverpool rugby training session. And it gave us a springboard to talk to both students around the upcoming hype around the Women's Rugby World Cup and also its benefits to help their training.
Awesome. Jack, tell us a bit more about that. How did all that come about?
So Carrie just got in touch with me. I mean, we spoke a little bit after last time being on the podcast. And then, a few emails talking about the campaign going forward. And then it took a little bit of organising, but eventually we got to Liverpool Uni. So the the women's rugby team were doing a training session, and then I went down and provided, you know, milk obviously for the recovery post training session, and then we did a bit of a Q&A and all that sort of stuff. And yeah, no, it was good. It was I think it's always good to, obviously rugby and farming, like as you say, they've been intertwined for quite a while, but I always think it's good to, you know, speak to people about what they actually think about farming and what they actually think about milk when, you know, they're not from a farming background at all. It's just, to be honest, it educates both sides, so it's helpful for them to know. And then also I think it helps us understand what the general public's perspective is rather than what we think it is. So it's better to actually speak to people. So yeah, it was good.
And we filmed it on a... Sorry, I was just going to say, we filmed it on a bitterly cold day as well a little while ago.
And that team,
yeah, they're a hardy bunch, you know, those girls. They and they did retakes for us, and they did a really long training session. So thanks to Jack and also Liverpool Uni.
I was going to ask that, does obviously, you know, professional women engaged with nutrition and engaged with health, but what did you learn from them, Jack? What were their views of dairy and dairy farming, and you know, did what sort of questions did you get asked?
Yeah, it's more just about their questions to me was obviously more about the everyday of what goes on the farm and how we're actually producing the milk, so everything that goes on behind the scenes, which obviously we all know about. And then their perspective is, we always think that people might have a negative aspect on milk, but they generally don't. People these days, I think, are generally quite interested. They actually want to know more, way more than we think. They, you know, there's a big push now for people wanting to know where their product comes from, making sure it comes from a place that is doing, let's say, doing things that they agree with. So overall, the perspective is really positive. We just need to do a better job as an industry to display that to everybody. But I think, yeah, it's just when you speak to people, you realize that they don't hate farming. They actually just don't know anything about it, and they just want to know more about it. So that's what I would take away, really. The overall message is really positive. We just need to make sure we can get the message to everybody else, really.
We love a positive message on the Kite Podcast.
You've told us a little bit about the ice cream, Jack, and a little bit about what else you've been going on. And you told us you can't tell us about a few things that you've got coming up. But I'm really interested in your ambition, actually. Certainly when it comes to the whole dairy meets nutrition space, but where you're taking your business and this interaction and connecting with consumers as well. What's your ambition?
You know, the goalposts actually keep shifting. So when I started originally, the point we're at now, I thought maybe we'd get here in 3 to 5 years. We got there within about a year. So I think that one of the next things for me is to hopefully be able to distribute our milk nationally if we can. Not too sure whether that's going to be possible yet, but I need to go through everything, possibly in the winter when actually on farm is less busy. I think the ultimate goal is to just become known enough, and hopefully, you know, if people could see our products on the shelf elsewhere rather than directly on site, hopefully they would look at it and go, oh yeah, we know where that comes from, we know how that's made, and we know the, you know, how farming works. I think that would be a good place to be. But in terms of ultimate goals, I don't know. It keeps changing as the business changes. So if you ask me where I want to be in 5 years, I haven't got a clue. So yeah, I think so far it's grown so quickly that we've had to react all the time rather than plan. So I would. The problem is I'm only planning 6 months ahead at the moment. It's not years ahead, just because it keeps changing. Obviously, with the sports side, working with you know, different football teams or with the women's rugby as well. That wasn't in the plans at all. So at the start of the year. So obviously now it's very different. So trying to organise all that with no planning is difficult. So I don't know, hopefully on that front as well, hopefully we'll be providing, you know, the women's rugby team, possibly the men's rugby team, and various football teams for years to come.
Yeah, sometimes things just happen in life and you have to react to them. And I must say, we as a Kite podcast team are incredibly proud and excited that the introduction between you guys came on the Kite podcast. So that's really great from our point of view.
Hopefully it encourages people to say yes when I ask if they'll be guests next time.
Yeah, that's everyone. You never know what will happen.
Yeah. All started here.
just coming back to the Rugby World Cup, Carrie, just in terms of the focus on dairy versus other sectors, is there any cross-sector part of the campaign or is it just dairy?
So everything we've talked about today is just dairy, a really real focus on dairy. And that's in part because milk has a real heritage and long-standing connection with sport. So Jack won't remember this, but, you know, the milk race, Milk Cup, and the famous Accrington and Stanley, who are they, kind of milk advert. So milk has been fueling young athletes for a long time now. And those sporting events allow us to develop campaigns solely for dairy farmers to shine a spotlight on milk and then hopefully deliver great value also for our levy payers.
Yeah. And just an insight for listeners, I suppose, in terms of how you and your team measure success. What are the sort of metrics that you look at generally when you're looking at these campaigns? What are you looking for?
Yeah, so we set key metrics at the start of the campaign. So one of the things that we're looking at is the number of people that we reach and also if they're engaging with the content. But then also really importantly, because we have quite a long-term focus, is are we in the long term moving consumers' attitudes positively? So we can see, and Will's mentioned some of those points, but kind of student athletes towards milk being a source of high quality protein has increased as we've been working with books. And we've also seen, for example, with our Let's Eat Balance campaign, we reached 50 million adults and we saw kind of positive movements in consumers who agreed dairy was part of a healthy diet. And 7 out of 10 consumers said it gave them new information about dairy. And we're also undertaking, we're in the middle of a piece of research at the moment, which will also give us a return on investment. So for every £1 of the levy that we invest, we'll actually be able to track just solely from our campaigns, excluding weather, excluding promotions, how much value we're delivering back for the levy payer.
Yeah. Those are really impressive numbers, Carrie. How are you planning on continuing to scale that impact?
Well, social media and kind of paid spend behind that content is a real focus for us. But a lot of the campaigns we just talked about are very focused on the next generation of dairy consumers, you know, whether that's kids playing in a local football team, university students, or kind of parents doing their weekly shop for the family. So British Dairy there offers a real opportunity for those families. And we think probably HDB is uniquely placed to think a bit longer term. So we can be there for the category for a long, sustainable future.
Will, I just have a question for you in terms of how engaging with people at a young age on this, so engaging with your students, your student athletes, they, by their very nature, are probably going to be more engaged later in life, perhaps, anyway, but perhaps generally. How does engaging on nutrition or health and fitness at an early stage filter through as they go on in life?
Great question. It's remarkable, actually, how many things, consumer decisions, beliefs, understandings, attitudes, behaviours are ingrained when you're relatively young. So I guess it's why so many banks try to market themselves to students when they first join university. It's why we talk about in sport in particular, like key transition points. So leaving school at the age of 16, there's a famous drop off in sports participation between the ages of 16 and 18 that's always existed since it's been measured. So Equally, we know that kind of less positive things like smoking are also like hugely influenced by what you see and experience in the home as a child. And therefore, consumption of specific products is also greatly influenced by what happens in these formative years. So we absolutely anticipate that by bringing milk to the fore, in this case through Milk Every Moment campaign, we're kind of reaching those 18 to 23-year-old ears at the right time. They're making their first day-to-day consumer decisions, right? Go to university, suddenly you're the one who's got to go to the supermarket and tend to fend for yourself. And you probably start to look at things for the first time going, well, how much does that actually cost? How much of my spend weekly that's available am I prepared to spend on nutritional products or food or going out or all of those kind of things? And therefore, it's a really critical time actually for a product like milk. And yeah, there's great... I think the marketing, I'm not a marketer, you can probably tell. Marketing people would probably say it's like a really sticky kind of time for a consumer to receive a message because they've got so much going on. Like you've just got your A-level results last week, hugely emotional thing. So like emotions are always tied to behaviors. You then leave home, like a hugely emotional thing and exciting. Lots of people like explore their own identity for the first time when they go to university. Again, like what is my identity? Who am I going to be? And things like what you consume and what you spend your money on are intrinsically linked to that. So yeah, highly, highly sticky is what I understand if I've read my books correctly.
Yeah. Carrie, just to finish, what other campaigns do you have going on in relation to dairy, either ongoing or coming up?
So we're back on TV in September with Let's Eat Balanced. I'll also be supported by social media and in supermarkets. Furthermore, we're collaborating with Müller and Arla on a project to reinvent the milk fixture. So many of the benefits that we've talked about today, kind of you don't get a lot of that messaging on the fixture. So we think there's an opportunity there to really elevate not only the fixture, but on pack. So there's much more content coming in the following months and years. So watch this space for more.
Awesome. Watch this space. That's been a brilliant episode. Really, really positive and enjoyable. So thank you to you all. But that's all we have time for. Big thank you to our guests today, Carrie McDermid, Will Roberts, Jack Allwood, and podcast producer Becky Ray.
Yeah, what an inspiring episode. Thank you also for listening. Please see the show notes for more information, including our podcast disclaimer. We will be back with you next week. Chris might be back with us next week. I'm sure he's listening. So looking forward to seeing you soon, Chris. But for now, it's goodbye from all of us here.